So welcome back to Messages to Me. This is Melissa James, your host, and this is the third episode, so this is great. I'm actually really happy to be on a third episode, even though I've reached a third episode when I first did a podcast. I'm just making sure I take this time to experience this podcast, ground myself with this podcast, and just do it and try to be consistent at doing it. So here we are together again. Last week we talked about vulnerability. This week we're going to talk about becoming the turtle, which is really about taking it slow. And it comes after a weekend of going to Center Island, which was great, but a Saturday of not doing anything I thought I would and then feeling frustrated about it. So one thing my boyfriend said to me was, you know what, you're always chasing a high. And that was kind of like a, no, it isn't. No, it's not the truth. But no, it was actually more of a, it hit me, or it kind of caught me off guard, because I'm like, am I always chasing a high? But it's not so much I'm chasing a high. I'm always trying to do something. I'm not used to slowing down. I'm not used to pausing. And the only time I actually did take a slow down or a pause was after leaving my career and then being forced to pause because I was depressed, and then during pregnancy. Now, the first time I paused after leaving my career was a forced pause, and I don't want to go into forced pauses. It means that my body, my mind, my spirit is broken at that stage. Whereas when I was during pregnancy, I was not broken. I was pausing and I was slowing down because my body was saying to me, hey, you're giving life to a human. You actually need to chill a little bit. We don't want you stressed out. We don't want to put anything in jeopardy. Let's work together. Slow down. And I did stop working, but I survived. And I also was a lot more of a hermit. I don't think I was really speaking to a lot of people. I don't feel like I was out there as much as I was. I didn't really contact people, and it wasn't that I didn't like anyone. I just didn't have an urge to reach out. So I would say those are those two major points where I was in a slowdown. And I remember even prior to pregnancy, like right before it, I kept saying to myself, take my time, because I had just gone through a process of stressing out over feeling like I wasn't far enough with my business and not having been able to really bring it to a place that I thought it should be. So I kept saying this mantra in a sense of take my time, take my time, take my time. And I think I'm back here again to taking my time, but this time it's also not forced. This time it is about recognizing the importance of not slowing down, but going forward slowly, and the importance of recognizing that slowly is actually my best way to create consistency in my life. So that's something I've always strived for, but I would honestly say I feel like I haven't got there, even though people around me might say, no, I think you've been able to be consistent in different things. And also, the way they would describe a Gemini is like this very flighty person. And so consistency isn't necessarily one of our main traits, if that makes sense. Not a main trait of a Gemini, but we're here. All right, so this episode is really about my process, okay? This is about the process of going slow and how that's going to help me build consistency, or how I believe it will help me build consistency. So a long time in my life, when I worked in the school board, I was very much a go-getter. I was definitely like just doing things that I think were important for me to move forward in the career, but also I want to say I feel like I was always working. Like, I just felt like I was so busy at work. I always had something going on. People could call me and they'd be happy to find me. And I would be on board with whatever they said we were going to do. And it felt good for a time. But then again, it really led to burnout because as much as I was physically there working, there was also a process that was taking a toll on me mentally, which was simply the fact that the school board is racist, not in a, like, in-your-face way, but just in a, like, in a Canadian way. So it's not really in your face, it's just there. It's just an undertone that exists. And when they say they don't have, you know what that really means. And there was that. And then in addition to the racism that naturally exists in these institutions, it was also like, yo, is this role actually important to the schools we're working with? Or is it just something that, oh, it's a mandate. All right, okay, we'll figure it out, whatever. Okay, here you go. But I'm not really putting my all into this. And I was also dealing with a trash principal that just, I couldn't tell you what her problem is, but whatever. She'll always be trash in my eyes. I mean, I should be a good... I shouldn't really talk about people like that, but she's trash. Hopefully she's a better person now. But when I knew her, she was trash. Did I say she's... No, okay. Let that be. Gotta give you love, girl. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. So yeah, I left a lot of those things in the past, and I haven't talked about it in a long time, and here we are. So yeah, I was always doing stuff, and then one day I woke up and I just cried the whole day and I was like, whoa, this is crazy because at the end of all of this, like, why am I crying? I'm just trying to get to work. That led me to a serious burnout. My first time actually experiencing depression and just not a good experience. It was bad. Okay. So that happened. And that was the first time I think I was able to pause and, like, think about the fact that I need to do things differently. I need to do what I love, which could have been podcasting at the time, but it was coaching. I wanted to do coaching. And then another point in my life happened after going through coaching and starting my business, East End Vegan, and that sort of experience. I got there with East End Vegan, where I was feeling a pressure to do more because the business wasn't where I thought it should be. And it just felt like, oh, we got to take this next step. We got to take this leap. I'm looking at other people around me. They're so much further ahead. They're doing this, they're doing that. And I was not. So I got into this other place of like, I got to keep doing this. And it just led me to a burnout where I felt like I could never do enough to get to that next level. And it didn't feel good. So I've always been the hair, and not the hair in the race, but I've always been the one to bounce around and do all these different things and do a bunch of stuff and feel like that was me moving forward, when in actuality, it always led to inconsistency with a goal. It led to my inability to actually sustain that goal long term. Even though I was in the school board for 3 years, I mean, the first year is your learning year. Your second year is like, okay, now I'm really getting it. By your third year, you're really settling in and you should be able to last for the long haul possibly, but I still couldn't. And with East End Vegan, by my third year, I should have been settling in, but I was getting to a place where I just never felt like I was doing enough. So those are two very important and very prime examples of me burning myself out and not being able to be consistent beyond a 3-year mark of something. Even when I started the podcast, I couldn't be consistent beyond it, beyond a couple of episodes, because I just, something else took my energy or something else piqued my interest. And I always get to a point where I start feeling like I'm not where I want to be, and then it makes me feel like I need to stop. Like, bro, when am I going to be consistent? And I've actually been really hard on myself about my lack of consistency, it's also made me very worried about putting things out to people again, because then they're just going to think, oh, well, I'm always doing something different. And yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, but I don't want to feel like I'm always doing something different. I want to feel like, you know, I'm sticking to something at least in my life. And maybe I'm doing that in other areas, but I feel like with my career or with my interests, I would like to stick to it. With my goals, I would like to stick to it. So I don't want to be inconsistent. So during pregnancy, as I said, I was very much about taking my time. And that taught me to just chill, relax. And I didn't start anything while pregnant. I knew what I wanted to start, but I didn't bother giving it time. And now I'm going back to, like, I've gone in and out of the stage of, you know, just take your time, take your time. But I think it never stuck out to me the same way it did during pregnancy. And my pregnancy coincided with COVID. So it really stuck with me because I feel like COVID was very much a learning experience for a lot of people too. And it brought us to this place where, you know, we could actually figure things out, like what's going to work for us, what doesn't work for us. And I was happy. I can't lie to you. I was very happy. Just chilling out, feeling like I was a tortoise. Like I was mentally moving forward, spiritually moving forward, but I was not necessarily physically moving towards any direction except having a baby. So, yeah, I say this to say my goal at being consistent will only come about by being the tortoise or being the turtle, by taking it slow, relaxing a bit here and there. And now I've decided this is my way of going forward. I'm going to work for 3 weeks intensely, and then I'm going to slow down, or not slow down, but I'm going to break on the third week. And I'm going to see if this will work for me. But I also realize life is a test, like not a test, but it's like a practice. Life is a practice, and you don't really know what's always going to work. Even though other people go through life before you, their life is not your life. So you're always practicing and you're always trying to see what is going to work for you. So I'm going to try this thing out for a bit and see if it works. But if it doesn't work, then I'll see what else I can work on. But I think by going slowly and just always taking a little step forward, even if it's small, I think I'll be able to get to my goal, to the goal of actually being consistent with this podcast, with Melon Online, with my business, whatever I choose to be in. So yeah, that's it. That was what I wanted to share with you. Going slowly makes the biggest difference because you can consistently approach the goal you actually want to reach without ever feeling too overworked and without burning out. And hey, if you reach that goal and you don't want it anymore, the good news is you got there. But for me, the good news is I'm getting there. And I think even just restarting the podcast, that was actually one goal of mine. Like, that was a legitimate goal of mine. And so I'm just going to keep going with the flow. I'm just going to keep going. Going, 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 going. Yeah, because life is a practice. Anyways, that is all for today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I did it really late, so I'm a little bit tired. I hope you don't hear that, and I don't want you to receive that energy. But yeah, let me know how you guys are doing. I hope you, if you have any topics that you want me to talk about, I'm sure I have an experience with it. So let me know. Leave a comment, subscribe, and do your thing. You know?